Rand Paul, It's an Economic Fallacy That Trade Deficits Mean Anything. By Pam Kee on May 18, 2025. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that it was an economic fallacy that the United States having trade defects with other nations means anything. Host Jonathan Carl said, "Let me turn to tariffs." The president also announced a temporary reduction to those big China tariffs. Still 30% tariffs on goods coming in from China as he tries to negotiate a new deal. Walmart has warned this will result in higher prices. What is your assessment? Paul said, well, tariffs are taxes and when you put a tax on a business, it is always passed through as a cost. There will be higher prices. What is important to know, people talk about, oh, this is America versus China. The US doesn't trade with China, you trade with Walmart. You trade with Target, you trade with Amazon. Americans go in and buy a product, it might come from China. Think about it this way, think about the entire trade with China. Was all TVs, 1 million people go to Walmart and all buy a TV. They like the quality, they like the price, they happen to come from China. Then you draw a circle around China and the US and say, my goodness, it is a trade deficit, we buy all of our TVs from over there. But each individual transaction, each individual who bought a TV was happy. But how can you draw a circle around 1 million happy people and say they all got ripped off? There is an economic fallacy here, and the fallacy is that trade deficits actually mean anything. They're an artificial accounting. The only trade that means anything is the individual who buys something. That's the only real trade, and that, by very definition of its voluntary, is mutually beneficial or the trade doesn't occur. He added, we had a trade deficit with China ever since 1976 and yet we got richer and they got richer. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.